In the last 10 years or so, Michael Grindstaff has seen his former homes in Moab disappear.
I had an apartment above what was the Sergeant Pepper's. It's a record store that's long gone now that was in the Eddie McStiff's Plaza. And I lived in a mobile home behind Action Shots, and that's gone now. It's the parking lot now. I lived in a mobile home that was over off Holyoke that's now been removed, and a larger home has been built there.
Now he has a 16-foot trailer parked on a remote parcel towards the wetlands, across from a wastewater treatment plant. It's the owner of NavTech Expeditions property, and Grindstaff is on the verge of losing this spot too.
What people fail to realize is that, well, things may not be perfect, but better is better and better is good. So this is better than the consequence of us being evicted.
Guides have long camped on the property for free. This afternoon, most are either in town or on the river, some are resting in their cars. The county has told the owner of the property that he's in violation of an anti-camping ordinance. That law prevents camping on private property if someone makes a complaint. And the county says that's what's happened.
I struggle to understand how people would choose to evict 17 people from the place that they live because they don't want to look at them when they go on a walk.
Grindstaff has been working as an informal groundskeeper here for the last 6 months.
We've got our toilet now. We've got lots of people. And then we have, this is our water tank right there in the back of that pickup truck. It has 120 gallons in there. And
he says if workers have to leave, many will go camp on public or national forest lands.
We call it the roaming bands of service workers or whatever. And the primary issue with that is that those areas that are convenient and free to stay at, well, first of all, you have to move every 14 days, but also you either have to leave your stuff there when you go to work super early in the morning, or you have to fight with tourists every single day in order to get that campsite.
And there's another issue.
Right now, if I had to poop in the next like 20, 30 seconds, like where would you go? And if you do that, no matter where you are at any of these campsites, there's tons of piles of turds wherever that is.
They have a toilet here and access to a shower. This is Paul Clark and Elijah Stepan's first season. If they have to leave, they'll probably head to the mountains, at least a 30-minute drive from town.
The LaSalles?
Yeah.
And yeah, we'd be.
I don't own a car either, so I'll be riding my bike in from the LaSalles.
If you didn't have like an easy living situation like this before you got the job, would you have taken the job, or would you have decided on something else?
Probably not. I would have worked in Colorado.
It was definitely like a perk.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we've got a property you can pitch a tent on a mile away from work.
The anti-camping ordinance isn't unique. Lots of places have it in the West. And Grand County Attorney Christina Sloan gave a couple reasons why her county needed the law. One reason was to prevent people from renting out their yards and driveways. But another was to target homeless residents, she says, for their own health and safety. Last year, Provo used an anti-camping ordinance to remove its growing homeless population.
We never evict anyone unless there's a place for them to go and unless they have resources and help.
Some commissioners did see how the ordinance might impact the area's critical workforce, but those that supported the law didn't think it would be likely. Sloan again.
You know, this is complaint driven, and it'll be useful in the context of, you know, folks that become a nuisance. And in the county, I think you do see different issues in the city and the county. And so these low impact dirtbag van lifers, those are not the complaints I'm getting from county residents. The complaints I get from county residents are mostly RVs, generators, multiple RVs, and toys that come with them.
Brian Martinez is the general manager at NavTech. We're sitting outside the company's office. He's been here since 05.
It's tough. You know, I've been here, I came here in on a bicycle with a tent, you know, and I lived at Lions Back, which is now the big development that's happening there. That used to be a campground, you know, and then they kicked us all out of there and they closed that all down. And then right there where you see that a hotel right over there, you know, that used to be the hideout and all the guides used to live over there. And then they sold that property and kicked us out. And then we all lived behind Tagalong for quite a while.
That opportunity for cheap or even free housing, something to help a worker get their bearings, is disappearing.
But all these little hidey holes that, you know, the seasonal workers, you know, have had, they're gone. You know, they're not here anymore.
There's a labor shortage in Moab, and Martinez says that applies to river guiding. he thinks losing this housing option will impact NAVTEC's ability to hire guides. This season, he counted seven rentals in town.
You know, some of our employees even went and tried to get at those and get to those rentals, and they wouldn't even allow. I mean, they're not even looking at multifamily type of situations. So it takes a while to find that. And while they're trying to look for that stuff, it's nice that we had a spot that they could go and camp at and stay in the meantime.
The camping area also provided a level of safety for workers. Last summer, Crystal Turner and Kylan Schulte were murdered in the LaSalles. They were working in town and camping in their van, just like NAVTEC employees may be forced to do. Their murders remain unsolved.
And, you know, the fact that they would be camping down by their workers, you know, co-workers and people they knew, that it gave them some sense of safety. You know, like, oh, okay, I'm going to be camping with all these people that I know. And
he says one woman who had worked with NAVTEC decided to not come back this season because she didn't feel comfortable camping in the mountains. He says he doesn't blame her. About 10 NAVTEC campers showed up to a recent Grand County Zoning and Planning Committee meeting. They made up most of the participants that day.
That we all live on.
All of you?
Yeah.
You guys
just gonna quick raise your hands. Oh, wow.
There's a gaggle here, dude.
This is a portion. Well, we're here because we are being evicted. We're all losing our housing and losing access to a toilet, regular toilet that we have service paid by NAVTEC. And the eviction order, I think creates harm, not just to us as individuals, but also the community in numerous ways.
That's Grindstaff again. The county officials quibbled with his use of the word eviction. They weren't evicting him and his friends, they said. They were only following the law, which says those campers aren't legal residents. And they would fine the property owner if he didn't evict them.
So I would argue, like, we were talking about this word eviction, and you say that it's not a legal resident. That kind of makes me feel like I'm not, like, legally existing. You know, because I want to be treated like a person who actually lives there, not to do this wordage runaround and to say that it's not an eviction, because it is an eviction, because I have to acquire new housing.
On a human level, I totally agree with you.
Well, let's act like humans as a government. Why aren't we doing that?
It seems like everyone at the meeting doesn't want to see the camp disbanded. So there's frustration by Grindstaff and others as to why it's still happening.
I'm glad that we're working towards this, but I really think that what would have been much better is a letter that said, we're working on bringing you into compliance, instead of GTFO, you know, to homeless people with no money, people who hadn't gotten even a first paycheck from their job, and they're supposed to go find a house in Moab, you know?
And with
that, that's pure insanity, and that's a government not even treating us like human beings.
By the end of the meeting, Grindstaff says he felt a little better about the situation. At least there are faces now to put with the law. Josie Kovash was on the Planning Commission when the ordinance was clarified. She's now a county commissioner. She says she was against the law basically because of this very situation.
We definitely have people who, you know, by choice choose to live in a tent or a vehicle. I certainly did for a period of time. I did in Colorado while I was a river guide. That is pretty typical, that you don't want to pay rent for a room when you're just on the river every day and kind of living the outdoor lifestyle. And I think we should accommodate that and not necessarily kind of push it to the far reaches of the county.
She says this reminds her of past controversy over owning chickens in town. It was illegal, yet Moab's mayor had a flock.
The reality was, is almost everybody who could or wanted to already had chickens. So there needed to be a mechanism to just legitimize that. And I kind of see this in a similar light. Like, sometimes it just takes, you know, that one, like, flashpoint example that really activates people to go, oh, right, this is a really big issue, and this isn't going to go away just because we make it illegal.
She says sometimes the laws need to catch up to where the community is at.
Obviously, Moab's in a tough place right now, and everybody's going to feel the effects of it if we don't really work towards some solutions. It's just going to continue to get worse.
Officials are floating solutions, construction of worker housing and possible car camping permits in town for residents. Crested Butte in Colorado is facing a similar housing crisis. They passed a temporary ordinance that allowed camping on residential property. But so far, fixes for Moab are moving at the speed of government. Meanwhile, NAVTEC campers need to be out by June 30th.